very, very good point indeed. I must say that I am not a refugee. I don't live in a refugee camp, but in the part of the world where I come from, you go to hospital, you have a relative in hospital, they will not get transfusion unless you have people lined up to replace the blood. So I think this is a very important point to highlight. Would I have another speaker? Because if not, I would propose that we move as follows. First, that we have heard from the panelists a number of issues that they problematized here, including specific recommendations, which it seems to be most of us would rally around. And therefore, that would be some of what this panel forwards into the plenary conclusions tomorrow. Things such as, if we begin with the three presentations by WHO, UNHCR, and UNFPA, the point, there were many, but some of what I retained from those presentations was the importance about resilient and responsive systems. Second, quality, quality, quality. And then thirdly, the kinds of issues that the Uganda delegation has picked up on, i.e. things which are visible, which we know, and which just need to be acted upon, such as the transfusion. This would be one set of things that perhaps we could concur on. Then across the discussions of the other panelists, particularly Uganda, and as well what we heard from the First Lady, it seems that integration of refugee and humanitarian needs within national systems, as we heard from IRC, to avoid bespoke systems is the way to go. And therefore, to maximize the investments that we have all of us together. If you agree, that would be the other thing that we would also roll up to the plenary. Thirdly, IRC in particular made some four, including the last one that I mentioned. That is about prioritization. I think one of them was. That was, the second was in investing in community-based delivery systems, if I can put it like that. Training and then sustainability. Again, if you agree, that would be other thing, a set of issues that we would also roll up. Finally, I would like to turn to the presentation that we heard from Princess Zaid. The way I retained it, Sarah, was that it is hidden in plain view. What we need to do is actually to do it. And that would be another of perhaps the conclusions that come from us. But to add to that, and now I turn to what we heard from the floor, we had very strong support from some of the speakers. I think this is an important part, particularly as in the case of Canada, which allows us also to achieve on targeted actions or targeted objectives. I think that would be one of the issues that we retain from there. And then, of course, the issue about poor funding. You mentioned this as well. The Uganda delegation mentioned this as well. So if you agree with that summary or part of it, that is what would go up from this session. I propose that then we conclude by doing two things. The first is that I would turn particularly to Dr. Adaha and to the Ugandan delegation, and just to ask them one thing, i.e. if there is one thing, we will begin with you, Doctor. What is the one thing that you would like to leave with all of us in this room? Just one thing, and that will be the same